Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
Game time decisions begins now. I am Gabriel Morenci, and I'm on the grid, and so is the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. Let's do this thing. We've got a lot of stuff to get to. We've got an NBA update. We've got an NHL update. We've got a NASCAR update. We've got horse racing. We've got real horse racing. At Oaklawn, we've got the Arkansas Derby that's actually split into two races. We've got a Triple Crown Kentucky Derby simulated challenge that's going to be part of the broadcast as well. Churchill Downs is going to have a virtual party all day long. And in fact, they're going to show you how to make your own mint julep. People are going to get drunk online. There's virtual tours of the stable and the barn and everything else. So for horse racing fans, it's going to be a big day. We actually have an update about a track that me and Cam know very well, Woodbine, that we'll get to as well. Ton of stuff to get to. We'll talk some Green Bay Packer football a little bit later on. Me and Cam discussed yesterday and wondered if Aaron Rodgers will finish his career as a Green Bay Packer. And no, I don't think he will. But Jim Ozarski is going to step up and join us from the Milwaukee Sentinel. The Milwaukee Sentinel. We're talking some Packer football a little bit later on. Oh, yeah, you know something we haven't gotten to? We haven't gotten to the odds for Tiger Woods and for Tom Brady and Phil and Mickelson and all that type of stuff, and Peyton Manning. We'll get into all of that. Let's roll. What's up, Cam?
Jim Ozarski, Gabe. He sounds like a good offensive lineman. Good for like the Green Bay Packers. And the Green Bay Packers draft Jim Ozarski, offensive lineman,
like a guy
Wisconsin.
That drinks beer and eats like...
sausages.
Yeah, a lot of sausages, exactly. Probably knows how to make his own sausages.
Yes, he does. I don't know how to make a new mint julep, but I know how to make my own sausage. Thank you.
And of course, one of my favorite lines ever was the man that we love so much, Steve Ludzik, former coach of the Tampa Bay Lightning, longtime NHL vet, and he's got great one-liners and great stories. And he goes, "I swear, Gabe, my goalie went up and down like a toilet seat at a Polish wedding." That line, Ludzie's the one, that's Ludzie's line. I've used it a few times, I always credit him for it, but he was complaining about his goalie to me. Like, you know, like I used to sit there at nighttime with Ludzie often in the late night hours, right? Like he was in the green room waiting to go on, I was waiting for the show or whatever. And, oh man, that guy, like really, we got to get him on the show. He's one of the funniest, he literally is. Like when people ask me, like, who's told you the best stories?
Yeah.
Frank Robinson. Frank Robinson's told me really good stories, but they're mean. Like, he's a mean guy. He was a mean guy, may he rest in peace. But, like, he was mean. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Yeah. Like, and he was pretty offensive, actually, too, to be honest. But he was funny because he was offensive in real life. But, like, to me, Steve, you know, Ludzik, the stories as a player, the stories as a coach, the stories of a GM. Like, he told me a story once about when he was coaching the Tampa Bay Lightning and they weren't very good. And he's worried about getting fired and things aren't going well and stuff. And, like, all of his goalies suck. All right. So he's like,
I remember those goalies. They were horrible. Zach Burke, remember him?
Like, so exactly. So he's like, man, he goes, I swear, Gabe, he goes, we had some talent up front. And he's saying it was Vinny LeCavalier, like, but they were young, these guys and stuff, right? So he's like, you know, we could score, but we really couldn't stop anybody. And he goes, I never had a good goalie. And he starts talking about, he's having a couple of drinks. He's like, he goes, every effing guy, you know, one guy's up and down like a toilet seat at a Polish wedding. And then he starts talking about, one day he walks in and everyone's listening to heavy metal in the room and stuff. And he's like, what the hell's going on in here? And people are like, oh, you don't know. They're like, the goalie that's playing tonight, he had no idea who he was. The kid got called up, Burke, Sebastian Bach.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yes. Sebastian Bach, the lead singer of Skid Row, his real last name is Burke. It's not Bach.
Correct. Right?
So he went with Sebastian Bach, like the, you know, like the Bach. So his brother, it was the goalie.
Yeah.
So he's got no idea, Ludzik, who Skid Row is. So he's like, who's Skid Row? And they show him. And he's like, oh my God. And he goes, this is the guy's brother? And they show some Sebastian Bach. And then the kid shows up. And Lugsy's like, he goes, I swear, Gabe, I was already worried about this. He goes, shows up. He goes, good kid. He goes, he was all right. But he goes, he had effing vertigo.
Unbelievable. Yeah, no, I meant.
You remember that kid had vertigo?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was crazy.
He couldn't see pucks. He's got dizzy on the ice. And Lugsy's like, at that point, I knew I was done.
Oh, yeah. No, Zach Burke, like, literally, like, a cup of coffee. I think his goals against was, like, 9 or so. It was just, like, he was awful. No, it's funny. And then I met
him. He was good in the Ontario Hockey League. Yeah.
Things are a little different in the NHL. You're right about those Tampa teams, young players. And I remember this. I met Sebastian Bach, too. I used to be a bartender up north at my parents' property up there. They used to have a cottage. And that guy came in the bar, Gabe. I've never seen anything like it. He is like Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, doing cartwheels, wasted, buying people drinks. Like, the guy is... I've seen a lot of party machines. He is a rock star. Correct. Yes.
No, he's insane.
That's a good word. Insane.
You know what? It's crazy. I've never interviewed him before. I got to get him on the show. I really do. I've got to get him on the show. And I even like the natural connection and the fact that he's from Toronto and Skid Row from New Jersey. So it's like this Toronto jersey, but they thought he was too nuts even. You know, he was on a show was sort of like rock guys that aren't in bands anymore. And there's this guy, there used to be a band called Biohazard.
Oh, I know them. Yep.
Yeah. You know, they weren't really massive. They're pretty heavy. Biohazard, kind of generic, but Evan something is, you know, the bass player's name. He's married to the like uber porn star, Tara Patrick. And like Tara Patrick she's pretty hot. And she's like mega, mega. She's not in the business anymore, but she made like $100 million. Like after Jenna Jameson, I think she's the second most successful actress ever as far as monetary. She started her own websites and stuff. Like, she's a smart businesswoman. So anyway, she's married to the dude in Biohazard. So she's on this set on the TV show. Sebastian Bach rolls up and says, hey, why don't we swap wives? He goes, do you mind? And he goes, you can do my wife. Like, you know what I mean? But, you know, he goes, I really like a night like, Buddy, like, lost it and attacked him. And stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's amazing. Right?
So Sebastian Bach, I lived with the singer of Voivod, this guy from Toronto that replaced the original singer. He looks just like Sebastian Bach. All right? They really look the same, like, especially from the back and stuff. So my buddy standing in the gasworks in Toronto years ago, that's the bar that...
What a story that place
is. Wayne's World is modeled after, the movie Wayne's World. I played the last show there ever with the Killer Dwarfs.
That's amazing.
And, so he's there. Somebody rolls up behind him, bro, smacks him over the back of the head with a chair, like wrestling. Smashes him, like bang. Like he goes down and stuff. He sort of gets up and like is all staggered. And some guy goes, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I thought you were Sebastian Bach.
I thought you were Sebastian Bach. Well, that's a great story, man.
Yeah, my buddy told Sebastian Bach that story. And he goes, yeah, a lot of people want to attack me.
Yeah.
Sebastian Bach did a lot of people's girlfriends over the years.
Yes, you know what I mean? With not permission.
One last thing about Sebastian Bach. He married a stripper at Fillmore's, a strip club in Toronto.
Wow.
And it's kind of a lowbrow strip club. It's like a street type club. It's a cool place. It's like,
it's old school.
Yeah, it's like got the old metal feel to it. It's like an old school sort of Hollywood, old school strip bar. They play Motley Crue and whatever. Rap also, but it's not like a club. It's got that old bar feel to it. And he met his wife there. And they put up like a framed picture up and stuff of a picture of her and a poster of Skid Row and everything. Sebastian Bach's wife danced here. And like they have like this sort of wall of fame, okay? Like, you know, this girl was an extra in a Motley Crue video, or this girl actually went on to become an actor. Like, they have this wall of fame there. Sebastian Bach rolled in one night. He's not with the woman anymore, so he wasn't too happy about anything. He got in a bad mood, and word was, I know someone that worked there. They said, bro, they've never seen someone snap. Like, this guy snapped.
No, he's straight
they
up
said,
insane.
Like, he started flipping tables. Yeah. He ripped the things off the wall. He smashed them. He started swinging at people. The cops showed up and didn't arrest him. They liked him. They were like, we can't arrest Sebastian Bach. Yeah. He's barred from the place. They said, listen, you can't ever go back.
I think he's barred from a lot of establishments, to be honest with you. The fact that he's not barred, like, yeah, like, that's the thing, Gabe. He's got a hair trigger temper, right? Like, that's the thing. It could go off like that. I've heard the same stories from people. Like, he's insane.
Yeah. So I didn't think we'd open up the show with the Sebastian Bach.
Good story, though.
Started because of Ludzig. The Tampa Bay Lightning goalie, who's Sebastian Bach's brother, who's not as crazy for the record.
Yeah,
Zach Burke. He's a good kid. He's just an athlete kid, right?
Just not a great goaltender. Good guys.
I made it to the NHL.
Good goaltender compared to most, yes.
Okay, so speaking of the NHL, we've been talking about how, you know, they're kind of all over the place. Do they really have a set plan? And it looks as though the NHL, out of a lot of these leagues, they need the money.
They do.
They need the money, number one. Number two, they don't want to refund the money. It's a double killer cap, right? It's like, not only do we not make money in the playoffs, we owe the networks a free playoffs next year. They don't want to do it.
Yeah.
And remember we talked about a couple of weeks ago, I remember I saw an interview with Bill Daly, who's number two in charge. Like, he's a deputy commissioner. When Bettman leaves, Daly's going to be the guy. Daly said, we're not comfortable with like messing with next season. You know what I mean? Like, we don't want to get into a scenario. Like, remember we talked about how the NBA said, we'll start Christmas Day if we have to next year. It's fine.
Yeah.
Right. The NHL is now in that boat. The NHL, and I've been waiting for real sources. Bob McKenzie's a real source.
I agree 100%.
Bob McKenzie said NHL guys are now in a world in which they'll start in December. They're willing to push things back, except they need the money so much, they're going to play regular season games as well. So there's an open bidding process going on right now in the NHL. Basically, it's like, and you don't know. The other teams don't know, like, what's going on. But basically, Bettman told everyone, if you want to host this, pitch it to us how you're going to do it. Like, you know what I mean? Where are the arena? Where are their players staying? You have practice arenas. What's the feasibility? Are there restaurants nearby? And you know, they're going to put themselves in, like, maybe one city or two cities.
Yeah.
Maybe one in the United States, one in Canada, which makes a lot of sense. And it seems as though Ottawa is starting to come into play just because the arena is isolated and they can really take over the area, except they're talking about there's a lack of food. There's a lack of problems. It's too isolated. Columbus, Ohio, supposedly is a front runner because there's a ton of restaurants, hotels. It's Ohio State and stuff, right?
Yes.
And the town's not really open too much. So I'm just throwing it out there. And I wanted to ask you, so what do you think of the NHL plan? And specifically, what do you think of them saying the top six teams in each division? Because a lot of teams in the NHL is interesting, guys. No NHL player has said, we don't want to play. They want the money. These guys are all young beer-drinking Canadian dudes. Like, the most of them want the money. The European guys are in Europe. That's going to be a problem getting them back. But the NHL players do want the money. But a lot of NHL players said, I don't agree to skipping the regular season. We were going to make the playoffs.
Exactly.
And I'm not going to vote for this. PK Subban said he wouldn't do it. I see Montreal Canadian players are squawking. Hey, settle down. You guys weren't making the playoffs
exactly,
anyway.
Exactly. Exactly.
They've sort of compromised and they said, all right, the top 24 teams, the other six teams, suck it.
Yeah. Well, I even think that's too many, Gabe. And when I talk to Blessing, when we do our one show a week, he has like the owner of Vegas on, Bill Foley, and some other like big hitters in the league. And basically what they're saying, I didn't know that Sweden was still open for business. So they had a plan where basically the players in Europe were going to get on like a charter, bring them back. The Columbus idea, I agree with you, I think is a very good one. And hockey, they've talked about like a drop dead date around like August 12th to 15th type of thing where they could still get things done. The way I see it, too, is it's very interesting. And you know, Gabe, as well as I do, I think hockey plays because of the situation with the league. The money, one league can't afford to blow this and just say, you know what, we're going to be late. It's hockey. They don't have the funds to give it back. You talked about the TV deal, and they will play hockey. Basically, the bottom line is this. I agree. It could be three or four cities, maybe one in Canada, three in the United States. Columbus, Buffalo have been thrown out. Some other ones, even people are talking about Toronto. I don't think, you know, I don't know. No. There's a lot of facilities, but I would probably stay away from there. It's too much of an epicenter.
It was too much, yes. It was too much.
It's an epicenter for stuff going on.
I think what it'll be in the end, I think they'll probably end up in Phoenix, Columbus, and Calgary. I think the Calgary-Edmonton thing is gonna fall into place. And I think they'll have like a city or two in Canada and then a city or two in the U.S.
What I think they should do, though,
because they were even talking, Cam, about six cities, right?
Yeah, they were.
You know, there were multiple cities, right?
I don't know exactly how we're going to have the
– Or first four of all, cities, excuse me. Yeah, six teams in four cities, excuse me.
Correct.
So two in Canada, two in the United States.
Yes, here's the thing, though, right? I don't believe that they should have this stuff in cities that are going to be making the playoffs. That's an obvious advantage. So they talked about Vegas earlier. The Vegas Golden Knights are one of the best teams in the league. I don't think that's right. So I have no problem with the
Ottawa. Me and George talk about this?
Mm-hmm.
About this from a baseball standpoint? Like if like they play in Texas, they were talking about playing baseball in Dallas.
Yep.
Then you make the Rangers go to the Florida division.
Yeah, that's what you
have to do. Because it's a big advantage if the Texas Ranger players get to drive home after the games and they're living at home and you're being quarantined in a hotel. Like, because they're going to say, I'm not getting quarantined. I live here.
How is that fair to the rest of the league if the Vegas Golden Knights, who also went to the Stanley Cup?
See you later, guys. Driving home, yeah.
Yeah. I get to go home, guys. No, that's unacceptable, and I'm with you. If you have a team that is in the playoff spot right now, I think they would have to move to another destination. I agree with you. But I will believe, Gabe, all this stuff, NHL, these guys aren't going to let this thing go. They will play hockey. And another prediction, if a player tests for coronavirus, they will take it under control and they will keep on playing. They don't. Yeah. They can't.
I'm glad you brought that up, actually. Good point, Kevin. I'm very glad you brought that up because you're right. That was brought up.
It is going to happen.
They were told. They were told point blank. Somebody gets hurt enough, we're going to have doctors in the arena. Somebody gets hurt for real and needs to go to a hospital, they're out.
Yeah, I know.
They're not coming back, like, for 2 weeks. Like, they're in quarantine. Like, there's actually, they're putting it in writing. It's part of the deal. Ooh, like that. You can't, man. It's like, what if some guy, like, you know, he needs to go to the hospital, but 5 days later, he's better. It's like, sorry, you can't be around the team for 14 days. Like, you know, Kurtz actually brought up a good point about having a good backup quarterback this year in the NFL. What if your quarterback gets coronavirus or breaks his leg, has to go to the hospital?
Yeah, and that's a good thing. So if you're thinking about hockey and all this stuff.
Or not breaks his leg, but you know what I mean? Oh, he's injured, but he's okay. Yeah. Well, no, but we better have a guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with you. So think about it from a goaltender perspective, Gabe. You play goal. I'd feel very comfortable with a team like Colorado when you got Grubauer and Francouz, or a team with two goalies too. But
depth is going to matter.
Yeah, big time. Big time.
Depth is going to matter now.
Yep.
So it'll be. I think the only way the NHL doesn't do this is if they medically can't. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And one thing I'm impressed by the NHL's plan is, I got into a little bit of the details and the fine print of it, and they thought about stuff like that. They stated, if anyone gets hurt and they leave the bubble, they're not allowed in. And you got teams have to be aware that you can't cry about this app. So it'll be interesting. Will teams ease up in the corner a little bit? Thinking,
some teams might go the opposite way. Let's bury their whole team. So
oh, God,
not,
you're right.
The Chiefs.
Like the Buffalo Sabres would be in the playoffs. It'd just be like, let's murder them. All right, we'll continue the conversation on the other side. Game time.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Game Time Decision continues. SB Nation Radio, the loudest station in the nation. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're throwing it down with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. You can find us at sportsgrid.com. You can find me at Twitter or on Twitter at SportsRage. Cam Stewart at Cam Stewart Live. So we'll get into some of these other leagues and their plans. We'll get into some odds and some picks and everything. There's a light at the end of the tunnel for sports bettors. NASCAR will be returning, and they're putting their plan together right now, and it's going to happen. It's not hypothetical. It's actually happening. Mm-hmm. They're just figuring out what tracks they're going to be able to go to right now. But as far as the National Hockey League is concerned, so as I stated, some players in the league said, I'll play, but I don't agree to not making the playoffs. So they said, we can't. It's out of control. We can't have 30 teams. There's a lot of bad teams. Like the Ottawa Senators and the Detroit Red Wings have no business being anywhere.
They won't. No, you have to mathematically. It's like you have to eliminate those teams, Gabe. Yeah. It doesn't matter. The season would started without them anyway. Like, let's use common sense. Yeah, teams like Devils, Ottawa, all those teams.
Yeah, New Jersey, let it go.
And another thing is, even if you're close, here's what you do. You can maybe have a quick play-in game or whatever, but we can't be screwing around with time. If you're too far back, like, sorry, Montreal.
You should have taken the games more serious earlier.
Exactly. You know what? If the NHL decides to say, you know what, we're taking things as in right now, that's tough breaks. But there will be a playoff game because teams like Arizona, you look at the games played and win percentage, there will have to be like a Vancouver versus Arizona, winner gets in, winner gets out.
If you look at the standings, it's a freaking logjam.
It is.
Right? And it's not like the NBA. Like the Pelicans were the closest ones to the playoffs at like four or something. You know what I mean? Like, no one really had a beef. And, like, the Atlanta Hawks aren't crying to play again. No. And I liked what an NHL GM said. He said, Ottawa and Detroit need to shut up. Like, basically,
they're not even involved. I can't even believe they're involved in the conversation. Shut up. They should even be getting on the email list. You know, we get emails, like, you cross off Ottawa and Detroit.
You know what it is? They want the money for the games played.
Of course they do.
That's all it is. Like, so the Red Wings have their hands up. Well, if we're going to play the regular season, we're going to make, you know, we want the money. You know, from the revenue. So basically, they're going to have to tell these other loser teams, all right, we're going to split the money with you. Just shut up, right?
Yeah. Like, it's threesome. Just get them off your back. They're annoying. And this is what we talked about, Gabe. And I don't want to bring up the overtime. The system in hockey, now when we have an epidemic, this is the problem.
Oh, it's too complicated. You're right.
In other leagues in baseball, we know this team's done. They're not. They have no chance or whatever. Hockey, with awarding the point and the stupid
rules. You give a point to everybody. Everybody has the same record.
You have a damn 10-minute three-on-three.
Listen how close this is, Kev. The Capitals have 90 points. The Flyers have 89 points. The Penguins have 86. Carolina's battling with Columbus. They both have 81. The Islanders have 80. The Rangers have 79.
Yeah, it's great.
And get this. In this format, I want to get to this. The Rangers are getting screwed. And there's no way in hell, if I'm James Dolan, I'm agreeing to this. Where you're going to tell me the Buffalo Sabres are in the playoffs. The Buffalo Sabres are in the playoffs. They're a sub-500 team. And I am 37-28, and I'm not in the playoffs? That's not going to go down well, Cam.
I'm going to tell you this. That system that they talked about where Buffalo's in and the Rangers, it won't fly. They're going to go to winning percentage, and the teams that are close are going to play a play-in game. It is not feasible, possible, or fair to have that other, like, whoever came up with that. I have no problem with the NHL's new ideas, but to have the Rangers, Buffalo in and the Rangers out, that is absolutely not just stupid.
Why didn't they just say,
it's insane.
Why didn't they just say, since we're in a new world anyways, there's no rules now, screw this, we'll take the top 24 teams. It's easy.
You don't even need 24. It's too many.
I know. Throwing a bone to the eight other teams. They want to make money, Cam.
It's a good plan, Gabe. But know what you do? You get not the 24. You have a few teams less, and you go, listen, we're gonna shave off some money for you. Just shut the hell up. Get out of our way. We'll figure this out.
So like, the top six teams. The top six teams in each division would make the playoffs. Washington, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Carolina, Columbus, New York Islanders. So the Islanders have 80 points. The Rangers have 79. Too bad. They're not gonna live with that, right? They're gonna say screw that. There was 12 games left, and we were 1 point out. And you're gonna tell me you're not letting us in? Like, they're gonna get Dolan's gonna snap. This is a case where he's got a point. So, all right. So the next six in, Boston, Tampa, Toronto, Florida, Montreal, Buffalo.
Montreal and Buffalo have.
They don't deserve to be in.
Oh, whose idea was it? Sorry. So why don't you go by?
Good. The Canadians get in, huh, Cam? Like David, like, you know that, and the Canadians wouldn't accept this, and they got juice.
Hey, listen, this is the dumbest idea that I've ever heard. Buffalo and Montreal should not be in the playoffs. The fact that you're not going conference, you go division. The person who put this together is a moron. All the other stuff with hockey, it's fine, the plan, but this is not going to fly with
this. This is where your owner comes in and play. Because I heard, Cam, and, you know, I'm from Montreal originally, so I still know about the Canadians. Yeah. I heard Molson brought this up to the league.
Of course they
did. We're not rolling over. Yeah. Like, Dolan better not have been too busy worried about the Knicks and everything else, because Bettman will play you. Like, the way it works, you need to bitch before. So don't think that it didn't, like, that the Canadians said, hey, we're not going to accept this. That they're like, all right, we'll go top six, and then the Rangers get screwed.
The fact that,
like, it's a weird deal.
Let's call it out for what it is, Gabe. A kindergarten kid could figure this out. It's unacceptable and it's wrong. The idea is so stupid, I don't even know where to go with the idea. You do top teams in the conference. Sorry, you have a play-in game for the other guys that are on the cusp, and then we move forward.
The only
Montreal
team
and Buffalo
in the West that gets screwed, Cam, is the Blackhawks. Like, nobody else really has a piece.
They wouldn't have made the playoffs anyway.
I know.
In the system, they're too far back.
Come on. It's basically East.
Yeah. Sorry, if Montreal and Buffalo make the playoffs, I might boycott hockey. That's just stupid. I'm sorry.
No, you won't.
They don't deserve it. Even the Leafs were no guarantee to get in, but in the system, the points add up, them and Florida and everybody else. The West is interesting, though.
People are fired up already, Ken. People are like, oh, please, I want to see a Buffalo-Toronto playoff series. People like the Sabres will beat them. I'm like, no, they won't.
No, yeah, well, yeah.
In a five-game series on neutral ice, what do you think? What would it be?
The Leafs will be. I'm not even like the biggest. Like, come on, Buffalo will not beat Toronto. No way. That's just not happening.
We should tell Puccio. You could tell Cam's Leafdom fan came out there, Puccio.
Yeah,
it's like, that's not happening.
No, the Devils. Puccio likes it. Like, I think the Devils in Buffalo. I'd take probably the Devils over Buffalo. They played pretty good down there. No, but honestly, Gabe, let's call this out for what it is. I don't understand how this could be put on a desk and somebody say that's a good idea with divisions. It makes absolutely, like, it is so counterintuitive and stupid. I don't even know where to begin.
Yeah, I don't have a problem. I think their heart's in the right place. The 24 team thing, you know, I'd go to the playoffs, but they have a ton of teams that are too close. But this top six team in a division thing doesn't work.
Nope.
It just doesn't work. Just say, all right, you know what? Why don't we play, or even tell these other teams, have the 16 teams that are in the playoffs, tell these other teams, you guys play a little tournament to get in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like that. I have no problem with that.
You know, I don't have a problem with that. You know, sort of like the NBA looks like they want to do that to try to get Zion in to the playoffs somehow, or potentially a Curry in, even in the Golden State Warriors. Sure.
Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Who cares about the ratings?
Well, it's the one thing. It's sort of like the racetracks, Cam. We kind of make up the rules as we go now, right?
About the racetracks, too, there was breaking news, Gabe. Santa Anita, even though California is still under quarantine, May 15th, they're thinking about opening up the California tracks.
Well, let me tell you one thing about Santa Anita, everybody. If there's one place that you don't have to worry that you know that they'll disinfect, that you know that they're all about safety, is Santa Anita Racetrack. Oh, no, wait, that's right. The place is a death trap at the best of times.
I'll tell you, only
horses die there. People don't. Only horses.
I'll tell you what they got at Santa Anita, some dirty vets. Like, I don't know what's going on there.
They're bad. Their
ratio of dead horses.
You know what? Bafford has a lot of guys there and stuff. Like I'm saying, that's what left a bad taste in my mouth about Bafford. He was defending this one guy, Cam. It's a buddy of his. And he works with him and stuff. The dude's responsible for like 50 plus horses dying. It's not a coincidence, Ken.
No.
Like, you know what I mean? And people are saying, they're like, we don't know what he's giving the horses. Like, honestly, like there was a thing on 60 Minutes on him. They're like, the medical examiner's like, we're trying to figure him out. We can't bust him. Like, we can't pinpoint what he's doing. And there's a pattern here.
Obviously, the horses are their hearts are blowing up and dying because he's giving them something that's not cool. You're right about the ratios. And I will say this. I don't understand. Yeah, where there's smoke, there's fire, Gabe. Think about it. If another trainer had like one horse or two that died, but another guy has 50, it's kind of like a serial killer. Like we kind of know who the problem is.
Coincidences anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
But like you said, it's not just him. There's shady stuff going on there. And there's some good people there. I've seen the head people that were like, listen, we know something's going on. We're trying to figure it out. Like, we can't.
Remember I went to Belmont, Gabe, when we were working at the Score, and I did that big story. I woke up at 4 a.m. every day, interviewed Bafford, Asmussen, Todd Pletcher, all these guys. All the story got broke, because remember when I met Richard Garner down there when he was working for TVG and the Horse Racing Channel, the trainer, Ed O'Neill, with I'll Have Another, who won it like 50-1. He was doing stuff. He got suspended by the Racing Federation. We had to throw everything out the window. So you know as well as I do, these things are going on. It's just who's getting caught and who's not getting caught.
All right, so let's get into the NBA a little bit. We talked about the NBA plan. I think the NBA will play. They can pull it off easier than any of the other sports team leagues can. Not tennis or NASCAR and stuff. Hockey's, there's a ton of players. There's a lot of contact. It's tough. Their playoffs will take a long time. Baseball is an entire regular season. Football is like 100 dudes. And, you know what I mean? There's a lot of challenges for everyone. The NBA have challenges, but there's only 15 guys on a team. They could bang through the playoffs. Like, basically, they've got a schedule sort of carved out. It's 5 weeks, bro. It's 5 weeks. What? And that's like if everything goes game five and game
in
seven.
In Disneyland?
Yes, sir. It's better than Vegas.
It's actually a great idea. It's its own encapsulated city.
This is what they're going to do.
Yeah.
I think this will be their plan in the end. Orlando it is. You and I talked about it. It's closed. Disney, basically, I was reading about Disney in the business section. Disney will lose more money, Cam, opening at 25% capacity. You know what I mean? They're better off just like being closed until there's a vaccine almost. Like until they can, like, it's not worth it for Disney to open up the doors, Cam, to have 20% capacity on their grounds.
Yeah.
So, like, they haven't made the official announcement yet, but word is they're shutting the complex down, essentially. And it'll be cheaper. They have insurance. It's going to be cheaper for them. And they want to open up, like, in the new year. Not forever, like around Christmas, the new year type thing. So it's perfect. You have an empty property. There's, like, a million hotel rooms and properties, resorts. You can bring the family this way as well.
Exactly.
You don't have to tell them, listen, you got to stay in a hotel in the wind here and not leave. Right now, it's like, all right, honey, I'm going to be over here living with the team. You're going to be here at this resort in Orlando with the kids. Disney World's not open, but you know they're going to have cool things for the kids and stuff. And think about it, like, and you read the story, broadcast-wise, guys, think about the connections here. Who owns Disney?
ESPN.
Disney, ESPN, ABC, right? It's all, well, Disney's the head corporate, you know, of the latter here, but Disney, ESPN, ABC. Yeah, ABC have the rights to the finals. ESPN have playoff rights along with TNT. ESPN has broadcast facilities there, Cam.
Sure do.
For years, they've always had all-star stuff and, you know, they have a football field. They have a sports complex there. They have, like, a football field, a baseball field, a soccer field. Like, they have everything. They have TV production. Like, everything's already plugged in. Like, they just got to roll in with the trucks. Cocoon, cocoon, cocoon. I think Orlando makes perfect sense for the NBA. It's going to happen. I think late August. Like, I think the NBA playoffs will be in, like, They'll start training camp mid-August, and they'll start like August 28th or September 1st. The playoffs will start or something.
I'm going to make a prediction right now. I think hockey starts around August 15th, and the NBA will be 2 weeks later around August 28th.
I agree. You know, like you had a dream about Tua in country, but I had a vision. It was just weird, Cam. It just popped in my head the other day. I don't know why. I was like, the NBA will start August 18th.
Good call. I like that.
I know. Like, it was just sort of caning. I was like, you know, when would this really happen? I'm like, we're in May now, June. They need 3 weeks, they said, to get ready. You know what I mean? I'm like, feasibly with the testing and everything, mid-August. I'm going to say August 18th for the NBA. NBA playoffs start August 18th.
I'm going to go same August, but a little bit deeper, like late August, like the 28th. But hey, we're reading each other's mail right now, and I agree with you. You can't think of a better facility. We've been to Orlando. It is huge. They have a million properties. Great idea for Disney World. I agree. This is the plan.
It is the plan. That's the plan. Vegas ain't going to work. You can't be on the Strip. And plus, Vegas, they're nuts. They want people on the Strip, right? Vegas is opening. No. Like there, so how are you gonna have? Like, you're not quarantining anything, and you can't tell other people. No. Orlando worked in Vegas.
Orlando's fine, and Florida's open for business. It checks every single box.
And also, like Orlando, not a big party place. There's no one there. Yeah. It really will be empty. Like Orlando's empty even with Disney there. Like guys, me and Kevin have been there. Like you have all the tourists like in one area. There's Orlando's not really a big city to downtown core.
It is.
It's
like
very spread out too. It's Central Florida. There's nothing there. It's like, it's hell on earth, to be honest.
We went there. As Dick's Resort was nice, but yeah, let's just say you have to look for fun in Orlando. It doesn't come.
You know what? It's true, though. Like, we didn't have the best experience. We were there for a while, and what did you have?
Let's say the police officers, we have nice ones who listen and watch the show, but the Orlando cops are a little bit frisky. Like, you should not have arrested me for trying to walk up to a drive-thru when the restaurant's closed. I have an issue with that.
Oh, you mean frisky? You mean frisky, you mean insane. But yeah, I hear what you're saying, yeah.
Frisky equals insane, yes.
So I asked, instead of questions of the day, I went with a good old-fashioned poll question today.
Ooh.
Poll question. Pick one. Only one league can play. What league are you choosing? At SportsGrid, at SB Nation Radio on Twitter. So at SportsGrid, at SB Nation Radio. I'm at SportsRage. I ask people. And I tell you what, I only threw this out there less than an hour ago. And we're already up to 277 votes. So we'll give you the tally on the other side. But I gave people the choice. Only one of these leagues can start. There's only enough test kits for one. That's what I should have said. Only enough test kits for one league. And we'll give you what our followers on Twitter thinks. I'll ask Cam, what would he choose? Which league would he choose out of them all? We're going to talk some Packer football later. We're going to kick it. We're going to send it over to Milwaukee. We're going to get into some numbers. All that and more. Game Time Decisions continues.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find SportsGrid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game Time Decision continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're throwing it down with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, SB Nation Radio. Catch us weekdays at 6, following Scotty Farrell, who goes 4-6. Coast to coast, we're going to talk some Green Bay Packer football. with Joe Orzarski a little bit later on in the program. We sent it to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We were talking about our poll question earlier. If you can only pick one sport to come back. And I didn't even squeeze in. Like I said, we didn't talk about Masters Golf, PGA. How about college football?
College
basketball.
There's too much stuff to love. You made that poll very difficult.
One thing with the poll, though, Major League Baseball is at the bottom.
Yeah, well, they also have the most problems when we think about it, too, right? These other sports, we know at least, you know, we're going to get some games. We're going to have some playoffs. It's going to be a different format. Baseball, these guys haven't even started yet. Don't get me wrong. We love baseball, but the season, it's long and they haven't started. The other ones just make more sense, Gabe. At least we're almost at the finish line and then we'll get the best part of the season.
Cam, I wanted to talk a little bit about this simulated Kentucky Derby. Big day of racing. Big day of racing from Oakland, Arkansas Derby.
Yeah,
but Churchill Downs is having an online party, and they're running a simulated race. It's going to be on national television. It's a very, very cool format, I find. I give them props for coming up. I'm not a massive fan of this sim stuff, but horse racing sims are pretty cool, actually. And NBC are good at it, Ken. They've done it before. It looks realistic.
Yeah, it does look awesome.
Yeah. Like, if this is in conjunction with NBC Sports and Churchill Downs, yeah, I mean, it's going to be well done, right? So the way that it works is you can't, air quote, officially bet on this. All right? So it doesn't mean that there won't be numbers somewhere, because it's one of these deals. You can't bet on it, Cam? Then why did Mike Battaglia, the Kentucky Derby odds maker, make odds for this?
Yeah, you bring up excellent points.
It's just a guide for everyone else, Cam, right? Like,
everything, a guide. Yeah, I like that. No, Battaglia, he's good, too.
He's the official odds maker. So, but officially, the way it works, you go to churchilldowns.com, and you know, you'll see a lot of links about it, but Churchill Downs, their website. You enter, you pick the winner of the race, and then all the people that pick the winner in the race are put into a lottery. And the winner gets a trip for four, VIP, all access, VIP premium experience, September the 5th at the Kentucky Derby.
Amazing. That sounds great.
It's worth entering. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. It's free. You just enter, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So it's free, and as I said, but there are odds. So, in other words, I think some sports books will probably copy the odds. They might shift them a bit, but someone's going to pick it up here or there. People are looking for stuff to bet on. So, what makes this fun, guys, because if it was just a simulated race of who is going to be in a Kentucky Derby, nobody would care.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, no one's ever heard of these horses, whatever, right? Ooh, a simulated with Tis the Law. But no, they made it the 13 Triple Crown winners. So, it's the 13 Triple Crown winners. So, let's rattle off the odds and feel free to jump in here, Cam. And you know what I like about this is just a quick little history lesson in horse racing. And I'll ask you, and I, you know, you were always honest, but you'll see, have you heard of all 13?
Okay.
Have you heard of all 13 of these winners before? So in the one post in a simulated race Saturday evening from Churchill. Affirmed.
Oh, everyone knows Affirmed,
buddy. Everyone knows Affirmed. 1978, yep. Triple Crown winner, Laz Barrera. Affirmed comes in, Cam, 5-1. Good horse, Affirmed.
I need more.
All right. In the two spot, the winner of the 1946 Triple Crown. Hardcore name, Assault.
No, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't really like... I've heard a lot of horses, like Assault might have come by, but it's something that really doesn't stick. Probably big odds there.
I didn't know Assault either.
Yeah.
I did not know Assault.
20-1?
Assault, good call, Cam. 20-1. Good call. I like the jockey's name in the old day. It sounds like a jockey's name in 1946. Max Hirsch.
Max Power.
That's great. Hey, Max Hirsch. You know
that is
mean?
A great name.
So Hirsch.
Yeah.
Just imagine in the old days in the 40s.
What a bum
Hirsch is. What a bum. What a ride. Like,
Max is a good name. There should be more people with the name Max out there. It's good. Good stuff.
Max Hirsch. All right. So that's the winner in 1946. Assault won the Triple Crown. In the three post, the greatest horse of all time, Secretariat.
Wow.
And, of course, Ron Turcotte.
Ron Turcotte, Canadian jockey, people.
Yeah, Ron Turcotte. So I should say Max Hirsch was the trainer of Assault, but great name. A great name nevertheless. But Ron Turcotte, 1973. So we talked about this before, and you know, people were saying, oh, Secretariat's going to be a big, big favorite. What do you think would be Secretariat's number here? Because it was a little lower than I thought it was going to be.
So
have you looked? You don't know what
saying,
it is?
You're saying you think it's going to be like more, like closer to
he's 7-2.
What? He's 7/2?
Secretariat is 7-2 odds, which in sports terms would be +350.
That's insanity. I would have made him like at worst 4-5, like laying juice. 7-2 is amazing.
Yeah, it's,
I was gonna say 2-7, like minus.
Yeah, no, exactly. No, 7-2.
That's crazy.
Yeah, 7-2 odds.
Absolutely flabbergasted. I'm in
which
shock.
Works out. That's like 3.5-1. So for sports bettors tuning in, it's like +350. Like if you put it, that's what you're gonna get. +350 for Secretariat. Like yeah, you never got Secretariat at +350. I tell you.
That tells me what's going to happen in this simulator here. It sounds a little bit weird.
I know, because they're not just going to make it that easy. Exactly. They said that they fed all the information in, the times, the different factors. All right, so in the four hole, Sir Barton. I do know Sir Barton. I've heard of Sir Barton. Yep. 1919 winner, 20-1.
I'm going to pass.
The five, never heard of. Seattle Slough. Kidding.
Oh, Seattle Slough.
Seattle Slough.
He's big odds, though.
Seattle Slough's 5-1. He's one of the favorites.
Wow. I would have made him about 10 or 12. Okay.
So the only modern horse, here that's getting love, because Justify, we'll get to Justify after, but in the sixth spot is American Pharoah, who... Me and Lindsay talked about this on Morenci Unfiltered, legendary Lindsay from the Meadowlands. Out of all the modern horses, American Pharoah was probably the best one, right, Cam? And I don't know if you were at that series, but I know you went a couple of times. But American Pharoah messed people up. He was smashing horses.
I agree. And I think the way to play that, first of all, if I can find a line and you give me Secretariat at 7-2, I'll bet it across the board. And if I'm fooled, I'm fooled. That number's too good. But I would have to put American Pharoah to finish second or third in this race, even against the other top quality competition.
That powerful horse.
Yeah, I agree. I think
there's a cool video on YouTube, actually. You know, if you get into this stuff, it's really cool. They have side by side American Pharoah racing versus Secretariat at the Kentucky Derby. It's the same track. It's the same distance, right? So they split the screen. It's really cool. Secretariat smoked them by like 9 lengths.
Really? And they're still offering 7-2?
Yeah, but I guess there were circumstances due to the track conditions when Pharoah ran, etc. But like, basically, long story short, if you add up Pharoah's times, he's the most modern horse that actually matches up with Secretariat the most.
Yeah.
Like he could hang. You know what I mean? He would be able to hang. All right. So a Gallant Fox.
I don't know that horse.
Gallant Fox. I did not know. Won the Triple Crown in 1930. Shame on us, Cam.
Yeah, I know. We should be better than that. No offense to the Fox. I'm not putting him in my trifecta.
Gallant Fox, 20-1. All right, the 8 horse, I do know, and everyone that knows horses know, Citation.
Citation's a good horse.
4-1. Yeah. Smoking fast, Cam. In the history of the Derby, he's like the second one after Secretariat.
Yep.
Like Citation, it was blazing fast. So Citation comes in at 4-1, gets respect from Mike Battaglia. This next one, everyone knows this next one in the 9 spot, War Admiral.
I like War Admiral, but yeah. I think the competition.
You know what?
Just
War Admiral
bit too
just
tough.
Wasn't a great horse. Exactly. He was just good for the time. You know
he was
mean?
A good, great grinder. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good horse, but not against those horses.
War Admiral is famous because the name, the time, post-depression.
Yeah.
He sort of lifted America's spirits. People were liked him. It was like, yeah, here's War Admiral. He was like an underdog, like, you know, scrappy guy. You know what I mean?
I agree 100%. But in this simulation,
this
I don't
next
think
horse at, yeah. I did not never heard of, Whirl Away.
Yeah, I've heard of that horse.
Yeah, that's the 1941 winner.
Yep.
I did know Count Fleet.
Yep.
Count Fleet won in 1943. Justify, So Count Fleet is 6-1. Whirlaway is 4-1. Getting a lot of love, Whirlaway. But if you know those horses, Cam, like Citation in 48, Whirlaway in 41, Count Fleet in 43. It seems to me like that's one of the heydays of horse racing. A lot of these classic horses were around that 37 to 45 era.
Yeah, good times.
Like fast times, like fast speeds and stuff.
Hey, buddy, you know the way sports has changed. Like horse racing is sport of kings back then, right? That's the thing. Like when you look at that stuff, you look at the times, like that was a big deal. Horse racing changed over time when all the other sports, some of these other sports weren't even around. So I have to say, so what was Justified's odds?
Justifies in the 12 post, 15-1.
You know what? I think Justified's a great dog for the superfecta, like to come in like third or fourth.
And for the record, this is actually funny, but it's a simulated Mike Smith on him.
Oh, I got a great jockey on my simulation.
So they're going to be like simulated jockeys. So like it's going to be all these guys.
That's huge.
Them back. That's crazy.
Mike Smith's amazing. Like that's
something they're putting into the data though.
Kevin. I like that.
Because it's not just all the times because Secretary wins.
Yes.
Right. It's like, no, the jockeys, the track conditions, maybe they'll make it a little windy or weather, you know, maybe they'll say, you know what, let's make it sloppy. Like it's a data, it's a simulator. It's not just going to be like a kid's thing. It's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah. No, I'm going to tell you though, like there's obviously with the data, and if you look, and Legendary Lindsay knows even more about horse racing, and damn, he's a great capper. The fact that we thought Secretariat would be like 1-9, like almost like just a lock, and now is 7-2 tells you that you have to look deeper into the
last horse is Omaha.
Yeah.
13 horse. I know Omaha. He won in 35. He's also 20-1. Mike Battaglia says, I've got to give Secretariat the edge, who made the morning line at Churchill Downs and has been making the line at Churchill Downs since 1974. This was a really fun line to make. I'm really looking forward to seeing the race. Battaglia quipped, I didn't have the heart to hang more than 20-1 odds on a Triple Crown winner. If you notice, no one's bigger than
50-1 stuff, right? Yeah. Or the,
although there'll be no official betting at Churchill Downs' website. People are free to visit KentuckyDerby.com and choose their favorite horse to win a virtual race. And please make a donation to fight COVID-19 emergency relief efforts. Although it's not mandatory to be a participant, but they're asking people to enter the race and toss in a couple of bucks. All participants who select a winning horse will be entered into a sweepstakes and win an Ultimate Kentucky Derby 146 VIP experience. To determine the probability of each contender winning the race, select officials from Churchill Downs analyzed the historical past performance of each Triple Crown winner and incorporated the opinions of horse racing experts who evaluated each contender's achievements and put them into a historical perspective.
So what four would you go with right now? If I was going to do a superfecta box, I would go with Secretariat. I would go with American Pharoah. I'm going to ride Legendary Lindsay with Citation, and I'm going to add Justified. That's my 1, 2, 3, 4. Box them up, Marenzi.
All right, I'm going to go. I'm going to go Secretariat in the three Secretariat. I'm not leaving Seattle Slough out.
I like Seattle Slough.
I'm not leaving Seattle. Don't tell me Seattle Slough's not in the mix.
I love that horse. Yeah, Seattle Slough.
It's tough. Sorry, Fern, but I got a feeling. I'm going with a gut instinct on a sim race here. The Seattle Slough's in the mix, Cam. Seattle Slough's going to be in the mix. As you stated, I'm not messing with Citation. He's a fast horse. He's going to be the old-time horse in the mix. So I imagine it'll be a mix. So you've got Secretary, best of all time. I'm going to throw in Seattle Slough, Citation, and American Pharoah.
I like it. I like that a lot. That's very close to mine.
All right. Let's say you have to pick a winner, but not Secretary. Because that's the thing, Ken. There's going to be like a million people to pick Secretary.
I know.
And everyone's going to be in the pool to win the trip. You got to think outside the box and hope like War Admiral wins. And there's only like 14 of us in the pool and we win the trip.
I hate to say it, American Pharoah.
American Pharoah.
And if I'm saying without it, he edges out Citation in a wicked battle.
Right. You know what we need to do? We'll make a deal now. Since I believe it's a trip for four, you put one in and I put one in. And we'll take the trip.
Yep. I like that. So we get
two horses.
Just the winner? Okay, so I think we should put in...
Or are we colluding illegally online like the DraftKings people there?
I will say this. Doing the favorite there is probably a bad idea. I think you should go with Seattle SLU, and I go with, like, American Pharoah, because everyone's going to pick Secretariat. I think we got to be different.
This is to name the greatest Triple Crown winner ever. Like, they better not, like, make a joke of this.
I hope they don't. If you could bet on it, I could tell you one thing. That Secretariat wouldn't win it 7-2. They'd lose their shirts.
Well, that's another thing, too. And I'm curious to see if some of any books out there say there's no way in hell. Because put it this way, like we broke this down on Marenzio Filter, the podcast. Lindsay said that after, I got to go to the bank so I can bet everything I own on Secretariat 7-2. Like, that's what he was talking about. He goes, if this was real, like, people would be, like, emptying their, like, and he was talking about how, like, the number will move in real life. Like, if they said 7-2, it would end up closing at 1-9. Everyone would be walking out.
That's
bing,
right.
Bing, 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 you know?
It's like Conflict Diamond game, but that was only a few people betting on the race. Think about, like, 500,000 people. Yeah, they'll knock that horse from 7-2 to 1-9.
Callaway, our boy Callaway, Felix the Cat, he's going to be dipping into the wallet and busting out 5 dimes on Secretariat. It'd be cool to be there and ask all those old guys, who are you betting on in this race?
Okay, great. It'd be a good little story. Hey, buddy, I know. You sounds like you really miss those guys.
I want to hear Disco Dan's take. I like Citation. I'll take Citation. I get 8-1 with Citation.
I miss Disco Dan. God, that guy rules.
Game Time Decisions, SB Nation Radio, get on the grid, bring it.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin?
Start your engine.
I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.